Time to put item number 5 up on the board as we take you inside the Giants locker room, as we've done all year long, with Paul Dottino. Paul?
Good to see you guys once again. And, you know, the Giants had 15 guys who had postseason experience when they went out to Green Bay to play the Packers. That's not a very big number. Eli Manning says the postseason is an entirely different animal, and you really got to go through it at least once to understand that.
Unfortunately, going to the playoffs, it's different. It's different for everybody, and we didn't have a whole lot of people who had been to the playoffs. And, you hate to say it's a learning experience for a group, and you know, I hate to say that, when I'm in my 13th year that, but sometimes you just got, guys got to go through it and see what it's like to understand that they can't, make it bigger than what it is. You got to, learn that the perception of things, makes it different, and you do things, you got to back it up.
Now, Manning at age 36 has just gone to his 6th postseason. He understands the opportunities are dwindling. This was very, very meaningful for him.
Yeah, I think you understand that. You have to remember something. When my rookie year happened, we win the NFC East. The next year, we win the Super Bowl. And I'm thinking to myself, we'll be in the playoffs every year. And then there's a drought. So for Manning, like a lot of players, you got to realize that, hey, every moment's precious. You got to take advantage of it when it happens.
He knows that his time is starting to dwindle in this league. There are no, 45-year-old quarterbacks. He didn't have 10 more years to get it done again.
Yeah. Interesting to listen to him comment, guys, because we heard the Jerry Reese comments from earlier in the show. It kind of sounded like Eli Manning, who is not one to really be direct about things, was also sending a little bit of a message.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a bunch of young guys, but you all need to grow up fast because the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
You could see that during the game. He was very animated when guys would make a mistake or something. He was definitely, hey, guys, let's go. He was calling them in, trying to get them going.
Because he's been there. He's done that.
Yeah.
And he knows what winning looks like.
Yep.
He knows what winning looks like. Paul, what else did you get in the locker room?
Well, we flipped the page to defense, and one of the young guys on this team, Devon Kennard, who saw a defense that just last year was 32nd in the league and jumped into the top 10 this season. But even he, at his young age, understands you can't take anything for granted and better work hard again next year.
You know, you can't, if you go into the mindset of, we're good last year, so we're going to be good this year, that's when you get beat. So I don't think this has any correlation with next year, but it is a good foundation. You know, we have a great head coach, which we believe in, so I think we got a chance to be good for a long time, and that's our focus, is on next year now.
Now, I think the Giants defense, Carl, has a couple of things going for it. Obviously, Steve Spagnuolo is here, and he is in full rhythm, had really done a great job with this group of guys. But also, the Giants reconstructed this defense significantly this offseason. They look like they're on the right path.
They're on the right path, but they got a lot of work to do. I mean, let's not kid ourselves, and I don't think they will. They give up some big plays.
Paul, what about the JPP scenario? Because he had a chance to speak as well.
Yeah, well, Jason came back and had a 7-sack season, lost them last month because of the groin and hernia kind of thing. But the bottom line is he believes he's proven a lot. And, guys, I think you would agree, when he and Vernon had it going, they were as dangerous as any tandem in this league. And JPP wants some job security now in the offseason.
Well, he should want some job security, but that's why you play, is to get your job security. But think about this, and I tell guys this all the time. They went from 32nd to in the top 10. They made over 20 spots jump. You can easily jump back down. So you got to keep working. You got to keep grinding. Nothing's set in stone.
And, Carl, JPP wants long-term security, which is what every player, and he put it out there this year. That's going to be a tough decision that they have to make as far as where they go with that.
Well, a player is worth whatever he can get from a team. So shoot for the moon and see what happens.
Paul, great stuff as always inside the locker room.
It's been a fun season, fellas.